Good morning, good people. It is 30th November 2020. We celebrate the feast of Saint Andrew the Apostle. The readings are from Romans chapter 10 verses 9 to 18 and the Gospel from Matthew chapter 4 verse 18 to 22. The mandate to evangelize is for all of us. The sacrament of baptism offers all the spiritual resources to spread the good news. There are so many go hungry for the word of God all around the world. Just like St. Andrew, we need to bring people closer to Jesus. The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field. Matthew chapter 9 verse 37. Some of us get frustrated so soon when it has not reached the way we wanted, and so we stop evangelizing. Even if the seed fall on the different types of soil, the Lord can bring about the produce according to the receptivity and the capacity of the soil. It is a duty on all our shoulders to preach, reach, and teach the word of God to all we can. Advent is the time God comes closer to us. In turn, God expects us to come closer to him. When we have a load to unload personally, we cannot upload something worthwhile for the humanity around. Unless and until we have the personal experience of the person of Jesus, our evangelization would be having no impact on the one who hears. All of us lack the confidence to share about Jesus because we have experienced him until now. A lot of us remain nominal Christian, doing a few things to appease our ego and others. Evangelization is the work of the Holy Spirit and of the heart. It is the love for the Lord propels us to evangelize. There is no need to convert someone towards Jesus. In the Gospel, Jesus himself invites the fishermen to follow and become evangelizers for him. And he said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fish for people." Immediately they left their nets and followed him. Matthew chapter 4, 19 and 20. We need to free ourselves from all attachments, desires of the world, and to have a generosity of heart to listen, learn, and lead others. There is no need to blame anyone in the church for not evangelizing enough. Let us simply ask a question. Have we done our part? What are we going to leave behind to follow the Lord? Have a good day. God bless you.